It's 7-11, 76 degrees on this Tuesday morning on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and you can find him at drjohnb.com. That's drjohnb.com. And it's time for Speaking Psychologically on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320WILS, 1320WILS.com. Good morning, Dr. Braccio.
Well, good morning to you, Tony, on this nice, toasty day.
Boy, it is hot. I'm one of those guys that remember back to how cold it was in February, so I'll figure out a way how to deal with this stuff.
Listen, I agree. That's why I use the word toasty and not too hot.
Let's talk a little bit about loyalty as a part of character development.
A person early in life hopefully can learn to identify and to be loyal to persons that care and love and are loyal to that person. Often, hopefully, that would be parents. Other persons can pick it up as they live their life and interact with other people. But it's kind of being faithful, devoted, an attachment to someone, and really doing what is best for that person. As we get older, it can relate to systems. It can be a university. It could be a neighborhood. It could be a school. It could be a group of people, it could be an organization, whatever it might be, but it's part of what separates a person from someone who doesn't care, just worries about themselves, does not work as a team. It's the ability to be loyal and caring and really devoted to someone and a system, and that's how you really develop relationships. You would develop family, you develop interactions with people effectively, because who wants to be with a disloyal person?
Remember hearing this song by Train, and I can't remember the title, but the singer talked about being loyal to a friend even when he knows they're wrong. That's hard to do, isn't it?
Well, that's true. I think, you can still be loyal and be a friend. You might let someone know that they're wrong or doing the wrong thing, but still your loyalty, care for the person will supersede that, unless the person's doing something of a despicable, horrible nature, because that can certainly negatively impact on loyalty. But I'm talking about loyalty in a strong friendship, in being there even when the winds are coming and it's difficult, because a lot of their fair weather type people too that are just with you when you're on top. And if you're loyal to someone, you're loyal with them through really the thick and thin kind of a statement. And it's a good feeling if you feel loyal for someone and someone is loyal back to you. It's how systems work. It's where you work, Tony. And if you're not loyal to the people you work with, they're not going to like working with you, or vice versa.
I can remember when I came to work for my current boss, I was told by many people that this individual was this or this individual was that. And once we sat down over the course of time and talked about his vision and my vision seemed to match, it seemed like loyalty started being built then. How do we as adults, and then how do we teach our kids a sense of loyalty?
Well, I think in terms of adults, I think you just gave an example there, who you work for, you met, you identified, you had the same vision, the same goals, you can work at it together, and there's a sense of loyalty both ways there, it would appear, and I think that's positive. With our kids, I think we show them that we care, we love, we go out of our way to do what's helpful to them, to advance them in life, and that can lead to a sense of loyalty on their part to the parent, because parents that care and do everything they can in a positive way to help their child, those are the persons that are loyal, learn loyalty, and they are loyal to their children. It's this sense of devotion, attachment, commitment that is a good feeling. It's something that separates really I feel the good, trusted, caring person from the selfish person who just worries about themselves and can't have loyalty to anyone but themselves, a narcissist, if you will.
Dr. Braccio, how did the scandal at Penn State happen in regards to this? Were people just loyal to to a point of selfishness. You know, we're looking at the bad part of loyalty, where you could get together with several other people in a coerced nature, hide information.
Well, in that case, I feel that abusing a child by an adult is, if you want to use the word sin, call it discretion, call it, it's the worst thing imaginable. That would clearly be a case of a misuse of loyalty. You had mentioned before about if a person does something that you consider not right or wrong. Okay, well, I think there are different things someone might do. Someone might steal something. Someone might lie. Someone might do some things in their life that if we talked to them, even confronted, we could disapprove of, but that doesn't mean we still wouldn't be loyal to a long-term friendship. But when it comes to something like hiding child abuse, hiding really hopelessly inappropriate things, that would be a tremendous misuse of loyalty, and that would almost, you know, be like the nationalism of the 30s, where you would support really hopelessly inappropriate governmental systems. So that, to me, would be as bad and misguided sense of loyalty that I can offhand really think of in the recent past. Pretty horrible stuff over there.
We've been speaking psychologically with Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Services. You can visit the website, drjohnb.com. He's currently offering his California Trance Hypnosis audio download at no cost to any visitor to the website at drjohnb.com. We invite our listeners to do so. Dr. John, thanks so much.
Tony, always a pleasure. You and Jesse do good work.
7:18 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 77 degrees. We're going to see temperatures in the triple digits. We're going to talk more about that in the upcoming news. But when we come back, prior to that, we will talk about a homeowner, being jailed for hosting a Bible study. Is there more to this story? We'll tell you next on 1320 WILS.